Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Cork's 96 FM.
Now, we've heard so much about overcrowding in our hospitals, and we have talked to people caught up in the middle of it and what they saw, for example, when a minister was coming to visit and how quickly it could all disappear and be moved on. And that's one element of overcrowding. And we get the trolley figures, the trolley numbers every day. That's another element of overcrowding. But a number of cancer specialists from around the country have written a very strongly worded letter to the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, and the Minister for Health. And they say that things like cancer surgery are now delayed due to underfunding and overcrowding and shortages in staffing beds and theatre space. One of those is Professor Seamus O'Reilly, a consultant medical oncologist at both the Mercy and the South Infirmary. Seamus, cancer care, speed is of the essence and everything is urgent. There's no such thing as taking it easy with cancer care, but you have to sometimes, you have to step back because of the overcrowding and underfunding. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, PJ. Thank you for asking me to talk on today. The letter was compiled by 21 specialists throughout the country. So it has a national reach and it has national leadership on it. And it was prompted by concerns that our cancer outcomes weren't going to be as good as they have been in the past. That we were going to lose momentum of the significant progress that had been made with the first and second cancer strategies, which have transformed care in cancer in Ireland.
We're 36 days away, Seamus, from the Giving for Living Radiothon, which we're proud to do every year for Cork Cancer Services. And one thing that we have learnt over those years is here in Cork alone, we're brilliant at this. We're absolutely brilliant at treating cancer. But speed is of the essence. And the speed, I think, is being threatened here.
So the speed is being threatened in many centres. And that was what prompted them, other people, to sign the letter. I was prompted to sign the letter because of concerns that, you know, that the delay in approval of drugs in the public sector meant that my patients in the public sector had less access to newer anti-cancer agents. The other reason I signed the letter was concern about infrastructure in our hospitals. I look after patients in six-bedded wards with mixed gender with one toilet. I regularly am in situations where we're hearing patients distressed because they're concerned that they're going to get caught short before they get to the toilet, or that someone would be in the toilet when they need to go there. Nurses who are trying to move patients who are in distress out of the six-bedded ward so that the other patients in the ward and their families won't be traumatized.
God.
And then our A&E department is we have excellent staff and excellent commitment there, but it's just not big enough, and the areas we see the patients in are very small. It's really hard to assess a patient in an area that's, you know, that's less than 6x6, and some of this infrastructure is new, but it wasn't built big enough in the past. So we were really hoping that a plan for two new wards, one for hematology and one for medical oncology, that were going to be as part of a 1,500 bed program funded by the government, that would come through. But 2 weeks ago in the Sunday Times, it said that the funds for this development was not coming through for this new bed development. So that was very disappointing to read, because it would transform our daily lives of our patients on a daily basis in our hospital.
The things that you describe shouldn't be happening, because the toilet, for example, shouldn't be happening to any patient, but let alone someone who's struggling with cancer. Your own department, medical oncology, involves new medicines, and I'm sure that you and your staff yes. are researching all the time and saying, this medicine is what we need, but you can't get it. Explain why.
So there's an approval process. The drug is, a trial shows that the drug is of benefit. It goes to the European Medicines Agency. They say whether that's, and they will approve it or not. And once it's approved by them, then it goes to a health economics evaluation. And that's a negotiation between the drug company and the government. And, however, for the, recently the private health cover insurers have said that once it's approved at European level, that they will fund it for the patients. And so there's for patients with cancer who need selective therapies, and this would apply to a minority of patients. I think that's important to emphasize. Mm. They have access to those drugs, and we can't prescribe them in the public sector because we have, you know, it hasn't gone through the financial approval process. And much work and lobbying is being done to try and make that pathway more transparent and smoother. But when your patient's caught in the middle,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All of these things, as you say, time is of the essence, and certainly the process can seem quite protracted.
So let me put this down to simple terms. What you're saying to me here, Seamus, is that if I have private insurance and I have a cancer, that I'm more likely to get a new drug than the person going through the public system is to get that new drug.
Yeah, that's the problem at the moment. And part of it is also the companies as well. To be honest with you, these drugs are very expensive, and many societies have difficulty being able to afford them, including our country, which is the 14th wealthiest country in the world. So I think that the drugs are too expensive to begin with. The cost that's being, you know, the money that's being requested by the companies for the drugs is too much. And I think that's another conversation that needs to take place as well.
How would that be tackled, do you think?
Well, I think it needs to be tackled at government level and at European level. So at the moment, when a drug comes into the country, our government, population 7 million, negotiates with the company. But what if 300 million people or an organization representing 300 million people negotiated with the company? That would be much stronger. It would add more weight, and it would also allow for more fair pricing for these agents.
So you're suggesting that the power of the EU as a body be used to negotiate?
Yes, and everybody listening to this radio broadcast is aware of the power of the EU, because that was brought in for COVID. And the EU negotiated the COVID vaccination strategies, yes. And that was transformative for societies. So I think that the EU is a very powerful entity, and numbers matter, and collaboration and unity of purpose in negotiation matters.
This is quite fascinating, Seamus. This is quite fascinating, if I can dwell on it for a second, because you really are making me as an individual think here. So you're quite right, of course. During COVID, when the vaccines were developed, the EU used all of its muscle to get the deals, to get the vaccines, to get them into our arms. So the system is there and has been used. And you're suggesting that for the cancer drugs now, the EU needs to get on board and negotiate the prices for the bloc.
Yes. I think... innovation is created by a crisis. But I think that the issue with COVID was, you could see when there was unity of purpose, when there was cohesion, and when we needed to make decisions rapidly, And for patients with cancer in our communities, we need to make decision-making for infrastructure projects and for drug approvals needs to be made more quickly than it is now. COVID showed that that can happen when it was needed. And we just need that same sense of urgency now for people in our community.
Lastly, Professor Seamus O'Reilly, the three people to whom the letter is written, Simon Harris, Micheál Martin and Stephen Donnelly, they have only less than a year left in government pending the results of the next general election. Can they do anything, the three of them, in that space of time?
Yes, because COVID showed that. COVID didn't exist before the current government was in place. And within months of the new government coming in place, it was transformation. So the short answer is yes. We would suggest three things. Ring fence the budget for the cancer control program, an infrastructure task force in healthcare, so that we can provide infection control and dignity appropriate care for patients in our community. And the third thing is, I think that there needs to be we need to look again at how we negotiate drug prices, that interaction between the pharmaceutical companies and patients, the gap between that. We need the discovery that the pharmaceutical companies offer, but we need it at a fair price for all society so that all patients can benefit from it. And that would involve EU negotiations. So the advantage of an election coming up is that it's a deadline.
Yeah.
And deadlines help everything in life.
Indeed they do. Thank you very much, Professor Seamus O'Reilly, consultant medical oncologist at the Mercy and South Infirmary.
Cork's 96 FM.